Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Basics. I am your host, the Crazy Uncle. Today, we're going to be talking about kits, okay? When it comes down to everything, when it comes to camping or any type of preparedness, it always comes down to kits. A lot of people don't understand this, and this is an easy way to break things down to see where you need to work on whatever you need to work on. Now, this is primarily set up for the whole bug out. Everyone goes crazy about, oh, we gotta bug out and spend our time in the woods. That's the less time you do that, the better off you are. But for if you have to, then this is what you're gonna need. Now, I'm gonna go over some of the things you will need when you're bugging in as well. You'll see they overlap quite easily. Now, the first thing that always comes to mind is right here, your first aid kit. Now, this does not have to be crazy. For most people in the preparedness community, they call it your boo-boo kit. And why they call that the boo-boo kit is because the majority of time, all you're going to need is an alcohol wipe and a Band-Aid. Very few times are you going to need a shot of antibiotics or a tourniquet or anything that crazy. For most people, an off-the-shelf first aid kit is going to be all you need. Don't get me wrong. You always want to build your own first aid kit. However, when you first get started, as long as you have something, you're good. Now, if you're actually bugging in, this kit can actually be quite in-depth. And I only say that because you won't have to carry it. There are a lot of people out there, most of them are homesteaders, and we'll go over what that means some other time, that have almost pallets full of first aid supplies. And it's actually crazy. They got things like SAM splints, cast-making materials, a whole bunch of tourniquets, surgery materials. I saw one had a respirator. I'm like, why? Okay, to me personally, that's a little over. But for them, maybe it works. Maybe they have somebody who has a severe lung issue and they would need a respirator. But to start off, all you need is the boo-boo kit. That's all. Don't go crazy. You build up from there. Start from the basics, and you work your way up. Now, before you go super in-depth into the first aid kits and get, like, surgical material and stuff like that, get your fucking training, asshole. This is extremely important. You must train with this equipment so you know how it works. Everybody knows how to use a Band-Aid, but do you know the right way to use surgical tape? Yes, there is a right way, and most people fuck this up. So, if nothing else, learn your basic first aid off a couple of videos. I'm sure a few other people would enjoy having the views. Now, the next one is the most overlooked piece, and that's the hygiene kit. I'm going to break this down a whole lot more later on, but the hygiene kit and the first aid kit, a lot of times people combine these two. I don't recommend that. I don't. Because when you're looking to stop bleeding, you do not want to be pushing aside toothpaste and razors and tampons and God knows what else you're going to have in there. Okay? That's why I recommend having the two separate. Know exactly what's in each, but keep the two separate. Your hygiene kit is nothing freaking special. As you can see, you can go a few days without shaving. You guys. Besides, maybe the women like the rustic look. But you can tell just from me saying that, there's going to be some obscure things I'm going to say to have in your hygiene kit. In any case, it's not going to be anything super special. But the hygiene kit is extremely, extremely important. Now, on top of that, if you expect trouble, and this right here is almost where the difference between bugging in and bugging out goes. Because for the most part, if you're bugging in, chances are there's no danger. So you're not going to be firing a weapon. Okay, at all. So you're not going to have to worry about a cleaning kit. And if your weapon is a blade of some sort, then as long as you know how to sharpen it, okay, get yourself a whetstone. Regardless, weapons cleaning kit. This is so far beyond important, I can't say. because a lot of people forget it. Weapons cleaning kit. If you don't know how to thoroughly clean your weapon, get off your ass, go get it, unload it, and double check that chamber, by the way. And if you have to, go watch a couple videos and they'll show you exactly what you need to do to thoroughly clean your weapon. First off, if it rusts, it's going to go off in your hands. Nobody needs that. And two, it needs to actually be able to function. Okay? Sleep system. This is, again, for bugging out. During the summer, your sleep system might be something as simple as one blanket. During the winter, that's a whole nother bag of worms. And I will go over that when I go over cold weather survival. But your sleep system. Now, with the sleep system, you will have things like some sort of overhead cover. I highly recommend a tarp. Some people say poncho. I fought it, and I thought the poncho would be better until I worked with the new tarps that came out. And they are so far superior to the poncho. It is not even a joke. It is just insane. So that's your sleep system. Some sort of overhead cover to keep you out of the weather, and something to keep you from catching a chill. That's all you need. You don't have to go crazy. Again, for the summer, the winter, you're going to need a whole hell of a lot more. For that, you need some sort of maintenance. This people forget all the time. You need to be able to have maintenance. If you tear your tarp, it's not going to do you much good unless you can have the patches and know how to do it. If you tear your clothes, do you know how to sew them up? This, again, is another one that needs training. I can't stress this enough. And here I am writing crooked. Okay? Training on how to do this. Again, you can learn a lot off or online, but nothing beats actually practicing. Get yourself a little sewing kit. Learn how to do it. In all honesty, once you get it down, it's actually quite simple. Now, right here, I put down your primary kit. What the primary kit is if you see soldiers, they put their kit on. Okay, it's actually being said kit up, where you actually have to put all your gear on, your armor, your magazines, first aid kit, you know, all of that is on your person. That's your primary kit. If you're bugging in, you probably don't need to carry this around. If you just have a sidearm, you just have something attached to your belt, you're good. Now, your kit could be what's known as a battle belt. And again, I will go through those in a different video. Because a lot of people think you have to have this extravagant amount of stuff. But in actuality, you really don't. It's actually kind of funny. Okay, the last one is water collection. And I should have actually put slash purification. You need to be able to, one, get water out of whatever source, and two, be able to make it clean. If that means you're going to get a life straw and you're going to shove your nose up against it, or if you got some sort of filter you can pump, or pills to put in, whatever you got. Water collection and purification. Because in the next video, we're going to be talking about the rule of three. So this is the overview of the different kits that you would have to look into. I hope this helped you out, especially those who are just getting started. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.